And the pasuk continues, Chamishi. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe. And this took place now on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Hashem is telling Moshe, Pesol lecha shnei luchas avonim karishonim. Form for yourself two stone tablets like the first ones. You were the one who broke the first ones, so therefore I am telling you to make new ones. V'chosafti al haluchos, and I will write on these tablets as hadvarim asher hoyu al haluchos harishonim asher shibarta, the words that were written on the first luchos that you broke. I am telling you to form the luchos themselves, and I will write the writing that was on the first ones. As Rashi explains that Moshe became very wealthy from this act of making the luchos, because the pasuk says psal lecha, and Rashi says hapsoiles yies shelcha. That which remains after you carve out the luchos from this expensive stone called samparinun, you can keep. And Moshe became very wealthy from keeping the leftovers of the luchos. Ve'ye nochin la'boiker, and you shall be prepared for the morning. Va'alisa va'boiker al har Sinai. And in the morning you will go up to Har Sinai, v'nitzavta li sham al Rosh Ahor, and you will stand there with me on top of the mountain. This took place on Rosh Chodesh Elul, which was the beginning of the third 40 days that Moshe was in Shemayim. V'ish lo yale imach, I don't want anybody to go up with you. V'gam ish al yero b'chol ha'or, I don't want any man to be seen anywhere near the mountain. I don't want any sheep or cattle to graze anywhere near the mountain. The first Dibrais was with a tremendous amount of fanfare and noise. And since there was an Ayin Hara, that's why it did not work out well. This one I want to be in a very modest way. Ein lecha yofa min atznius, there is nothing better than modesty. And Moshe formed two stone tablets like the first ones. Vayashke Moshe v'boiker, and Moshe got up in the morning. Vayal el Har Sinai, and he went up to Har Sinai for a third time. Kasher Siva Hashem Oisai, like Hashem commanded him. Vayikach b'yodo shnei luches avonim, and he took in his hands the two stone tablets that he just formed. Vayered Hashem ba'onon, and Hashem came down in a cloud. Vayisyatev imoshom, and he stood together with Moshe on the top of the mountain. Vayikro v'shem Hashem, and Moshe called in the name of Hashem. Vayavar Hashem al ponov, and Hashem passed before Moshe. Vayikra, and he called and said the Yud Gimel Midos. What did he say? Hashem, which is a lashon, a name of Hashem, which is Rachmanis. Hashem, twice Rachmanis. What are these two names of Rachmanis? One is that Hashem has mercy before one does an Avera. He knows this person is doing an Avera in a few moments, and still he has Rachmanis on him. Hashem, the second Hashem, referring to the Rachmanis he has after the person does the Avera and does Tshuva. Kael is also a name of Rachmanis, like we find Kaili, Kaini, Lama, Azavtoni. Kael is also Rachmanis. Rachum, he is merciful, Vechanon, and gracious. Erech Apayim, he is slow to anger, and he does not punish right away. Maybe the person will do Tshuva. Verav Chesed, he has an abundance of kindness, and he does kindness to the ones who do not have enough schusim and merits. The MS, he is truthful to pay schar toiv to the ones who keep his word. Noitzer chesed lo alofim, he watches the chesed that a person does for 2,000 generations. Noise avoin, he forgives averis done b'mezid. Vofesha, averis done lahaches, to anger Hashem. V'chato'o, and averis done b'shoigeg. V'nake, lo yenake, he forgives and does not forgive. This seems to be a stira. Rashi says tupshatim, either v'nake, he forgives shavim, the ones who do tshuva, lo yenake, he does not forgive the ones who do not do tshuva, or v'nake lo yenake, he never completely forgives, but rather he pays back very slowly. If one does an avera, he will not give him one big punishment, but rather punish for this avera a little bit at a time. Poiked avoid avois, he remembers the avera that a father does, avonim v'alpneivonim, to his sons and grandsons, al shileishim v'al ribeim, for 3 to 4 generations. We see over here that midat tova is meruba mimidas peronios, at a ratio of 1 to 500. Because when one does a good deed, it says noitzer chesed la'alofim, he watches the chesed that a person does for 2,000 generations. And over here, the avera from father to son is only watched and held on to for 4 generations. So we see midat tova is 500 times greater than midas peronias. And even when he punishes a son for the avera of the father, it is only when the son is doing the averis of the father. He is eiches maase avisehem biyadehem. Vayimaher Moshe, and after Hashem finished saying the Yud Gimel Midos, Moshe rushed, vayikoyd arza, and he bowed his head, vayishtachu, and he totally bowed down in front of Hashem. Vayomer, and he said, im no matzasi chen be'inecha, if I find favor in your eyes, Hashem, yelech no Hashem bekirbenu, do what you said, and go amongst us. Ki am kishe orefu, even if we act stubbornly, you shall still forgive us. V'salachta, you should forgive us. L'avainenu l'chataseinu, for our sins, b'mezid and b'shoge. U'nechaltanu, and you should also keep your promise that you will inherit us, and we will be your only nation, not the goyim. And we will see after Shishi that Hashem not only made a promise that he will only be shere his shechina among Klal Yisrael, but he was ready to be even kares bris with them on this point. Like the pasuk says, hine anoichi kares bris. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Aleph, b'sol lecha, form for yourself. Her'ohu machsev samperinun. Hashem showed Moshe a piece of samperino and sapphire mitoch aholoi in his tent. And he said to him, the remaining pieces of samperino that are left over after you make the luchos, you can keep. And from there Moshe became very wealthy. You should form the new luchos. You broke the first, you should form the new ones. Marshal Melech, this is a parable to a king. Shaholach l'medinas hayom. He went overseas. V'iniach arusasa im hashvachos, and he left his wife together with the maids. Mitoch kilkol hashvachos, because of the kilkol, the znus that the shvachos did. Yotza oleh shemra, a bad name came out about his wife. Amar shushbina v'kara ksubasa, her friend came and ripped her ksuba. Amar, he said, im yomer hamelech laharga, if the king will say to kill her. I will be able to say to him, Adayin Eina Ishtacha, she is not your wife, because there is no ksuba. But the melech checked into him the matter. Umotza, and he found, Shaloi hoy ha-kilkol elo min ha-shvachos. The whole znus and the whole kilkol was only from the shvachos. Nisratzalah, and therefore he wanted to go back to her. Amalo shishbina. Her friend said, Ksoiv la ksuba acheres. The king should write a new ksuba. Shenekra ha-rishoina, because the first one was ripped. The melech told him, Ata karata oisa, ata knei lecha niyar, acher vani echtav loch b'ksav yodi. You were the one who ripped it. You should buy a new paper, and I will write it on the paper that you would buy. Kach ha-melech hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The king and the marshal over here is Hashem. Hashvachos are the Erev Rav. Vashushbin, and the friend of Klal Yisrael Zeh Moshe is Moshe. Arusasei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elu Yisrael. And the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Klal Yisrael. L'kach nema psolecha, that's why the pasuk says, psolecha, you Moshe, should form the new luchas. So the nimshal over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. And so to speak, he went l'medinas hayom. And the shvachos, the Erev Rav, did the egel. But because of that, there was a rumor that Klal Yisrael also, his wife, also did the egel. But when he came back, he saw that it was only the Erev Rav. But Moshe was afraid that he would punish Klal Yisrael, so he ripped the ksuba, which was over here the luchais. He broke the luchais, which was the marriage ksuba between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe said, you see, it was only the Erev Rav who sinned, now write a new ksuba, make new luchais, Hashem said, you broke it, you should form new luchais, and I will write the writing that I wrote on the first ones, also on the second luchais. It comes out over here that we have a second reason why the luchais were broken. Earlier we said the luchais were broken because the Yidden were mumarim. They did not keep the Torah. And Moshe said, if Karban Pesach cannot be done by a mumar, over here I have the whole Torah, I have the luchais, I definitely cannot give it to people who are mumarim. Now Rashi is saying a second shot. The reason why Moshe broke the luchais was because he did not want the Yidden to be married to Hashem. Because if they were married to Hashem, Hashem would destroy them. So he broke the ksuba, he broke the luchais, in order that there won't be a marriage document. And only afterwards, when he saw the kilkel was in the Erev Rav, did he ask for a new marriage ksuba, a new luchais. And Rashi continues, Nachain, you shall be ready for tomorrow, mizuman, prepared. The ish lo yal imach, nobody should go up with you. On the mountain, the first luchais, since they were done with a lot of noise and gatherings. Sholta behen ayin hara. There was an ayin hara on those luchais. Ein lecha yafa min atznius. There is nothing better than something done with modesty. Therefore, by the second luchais, I don't want the whole fanfare. I want it to be quiet. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, and he called in the name of Hashem. Mitargaminon ukra b'shmada Hashem. He called in the name of Hashem, referring to Moshe. And the Yud Gimel Midas were Hashem, Hashem. The name Hashem, Midas Rachamim Hi. It is the name of Rachamim, mercy. Achas Koidim Shiyachta. One Rachamim, one stage of mercy is needed before he sins. V'achar la'achas Shiyachta. And one is after he sins, v'yoshuv, and does tshuva. Hashem has mercy on a person before he sins. Even though he knows he's going to sin, he still has mercy upon him. And also after he sins and does tshuva, he has a second mercy. That is the two lashonos of Hashem, Hashem. Kael, afzu midas harachamim. This name also means mercy. V'cheinu oimer, keili keili lama azavtani. Why do you forsake me? Ve'en loimer l'midas hadin. One does not say to a name of midas hadin, lama azavtani, why do you forsake me? Kach matzasi b'mechilta. So I found in the Mechilta, so we see Kael is also a Lashon of Rachmanis. Erech Apayim, he is slow to anger. Marach Apoy, ve'enim amarli parea. He angers very slowly and doesn't punish right away. Shema yasa tshuva, maybe the person will do his tshuva. V'rav Chesed, he has an abundance of kindness. L'tzrichim Chesed, to the ones who need kindness. She'en lahem zechuyos kol kach, they don't have enough merit. The MS, and he is truthful. L'shalem schar tov la'oisa ritzonei, to pay reward to the ones who do his will. Noitzer Chesed, he watches the Chesed sha'odam oisel afanov, that a person does before him. La'alofim, l'shnei alofim doiris, for 2,000 generations. Avoinois, we have three lashonos, avoin, pesha, and chet. Avoinois, elu hasdoinois. Avoinois is mezid. Pshoim, elu hamordim. These are the rebellious people. Sha'odam oisel ha'achis, that a person does to anger Hashem. And then there is chet, which is shayge. V'nakei lo yinakei. L'fip shute mashma, she'en mevater ala ovin legamri. He never completely forgives an avera. Ela nifro mimenu ma'at ma'at. He punishes slowly. V'rabbeseinu darshu, menakehu la'shavim. He forgives people who do tshuva. V'lo yinakei l'she'enam shavim. And he does not forgive the ones who do not do tshuva. I saw a very nice pshat in Sefer HaChaim from the Maral's brother, who says that if you look at the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, V'nake Le Yenake, you might think that this is Midas Hadin. V'nake Le Yenake, Hashem doesn't forgive. But really, it is Midas Rachmanis. Because in essence, the Pasuk is saying, either V'nake Le Yenake, he doesn't totally forgive, he punishes very slowly, which is Midas HaRachman. Or, like the other Pshat in Rashi, he forgives people who do tshuva, and he only does not forgive one who does not do tshuva. So it is Midas HaRachamim and not Midas HaDin. And he says, if you take away the middle of the word, you only look at the first and last letter of the word Vinake, and the first and last letter of the word Yinake, what are you left with? Vavhe Yudke. You have Yudke Vavke, the Shem Hashem, which is Midas HaRachmonis. And that's the way he explains the Mishnah in Avos that says, "Al tistakel bakankan ela b'mash yesh boy." Do not look at the canister, but look what's inside of the canister. That is the simple meaning of the Mishnah. But he says, "Al tistakel bakankan." Do not look at the kankan kuf nun kuf nun. Don't look at the middle of the word vinake and yinake, which has kuf nun, kankan. But rather, el b'mashe yesh boy, look what surrounds the word, yudke vavke. It's not midas hadin, it's midas harachmanis. And similarly, he explains by the Nes of Chanukah, where it says, uminoisa kankanim nasa nes lasheshanim. Uminoisa kankanim. And that which is left over from the kankan, which is yudke vavke, nasa nes lasheshanim, a nes happened to Klal Yisrael with the Midas HaRachmanis, Yudke Vavke. And Rashi continues, Poiket Ovoin Ovois Albonim. He remembers the sin of father to son. Kisha'ichsim Ma'ase Avoiseim Biyadehem. This is only when the children also do the Averis of the father. Shekvar Pirish B'makam Acher L'soinoi. Because it says, by the Aseres Hadibrois, it says L'soinoi to the ones who hate me, the ones who are Eiches Ma'ase Avoiseim Biyadehem, they also do the Averis of their father. Only then do they get punished also for the Averis of their father. 3 to 4 generations, Val Ribeim, Dar Revi. Nimsa Mida Taiva Meruba Al Midas Puranis Achas L'Chamesh Meas. We see that the Mida of Taiva, reward, is greater than the Mida of Puranis, punishment, 500 times. Sheva Mida Taiva Hu Aimer Noitze Chesed Lo Alofim. Because we see by Mida Taiva, by reward, he remembers it for 2,000 generations. And over here, by punishment, it is only 4 generations. Vayimaher Moshe and Moshe rushed. Kishiroa Moshe Shechina Everes. When Moshe saw the Shechina passing, Vishoma Koil HaKriya, and he heard the voice of the Kriya of the Yod Gimel Midas, Miyad Vayishtachu, right away he bowed down. And he said, Yelach no Hashem b'kribenu, go amongst us, do not send a malach, k'moy shiftach tonu, like you promised us, me'achas she'ata noisei avon, since you are the one that forgives avera, v'im am k'shei arifu, and even though we might be stubborn, v'yimru b'cha, and rebel against you, v'omart alzois, and you said about this, penacholcha baderach, maybe I will destroy you, atas tislach lavinenu, and that we are saying that you will forgive us, yesh ki b'mokim im, the word ki, in the pasuk ki am kishay arif means im am kishay arif, even though we are stubborn, b'salachta, you shall forgive us. And then he ends off unechaltanu, and you shall also keep your word and inherit only us. V'tidnenu l'chol l'nachla, we shall be given to you as an inheritance, miyuchedes, a special inheritance without any other nations with us. Zui bakashas v'neflinu, this was the bakasha, the request that he asked before, that v'neflinu, we shall be separated from all nations. V'neflinu aniva mecha. Shlei tishra shchinoscha ala umois oivde elilim. He should not be shoreh his shchina on anybody else, only upon us. And the pasuk is saying, keep your word on both of my requests, that you shall forgive us, and you shall also yarshin just us and not any other nation.